Baptism is a strange practice, isn't it? It was strange even in the beginning when John the Baptist was out in the desert calling Israel to turn back to God, to get down in the mud and water and be baptized. People were kind of shocked. You might remember we began this year by reading the story in Luke's Gospel of Jesus at the Jordan River going under the water and then the Spirit of God descending on him like a dove. Jesus wanted to identify with the people of Israel, saying, "I am one of you." And then, as he's in the water, God speaks to Jesus, saying, "You are my Son, whom I love. With you I am well pleased." That baptism marks the beginning of Jesus' public ministry. The disciples, after Jesus' death and resurrection, wait to be filled with the Spirit of God. And then when the Spirit comes, they rush out into the city of Jerusalem and begin to speak about Jesus. People hear and are convicted and they say, "What should we do?" And Peter says in Acts 2, verse 38, "Repent." In other words, turn back to God. Be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. That promise is for you and your children and for all who are far off, for all whom the Lord our God will call. It is a new day. 3,000 people are baptized. They hear this invitation to lay down their old lives, their old ways, and receive forgiveness in Jesus. Death and then resurrection. And so they sink down into the water, a physical act signaling their desire to turn to God, to be forgiven. And then they are lifted up, water splashing all around, a new creation. That day, the church is born. It is a new day for all people to turn to God. And in Acts, we've seen all sorts of people drawn to Jesus. An Ethiopian eunuch in a chariot reading the scroll of Isaiah has a conversation with a disciple of Jesus. And then the next thing you know, he's getting out of the chariot and plunging into the water, down and then up, water splashing, the Spirit hovering, a new creation. Saul was blinded by the light of God. Saul saw Jesus on the road leading to Damascus, and then all was dark for 3 days. A disciple of Jesus helped him, placed hands on him and prayed, and then he could see. Filled with the Spirit, what did he do? He was baptized, a new creation. There's also the group of women, remember, praying by the river in Philippi when Paul comes along and shares the good news of Jesus with them. And it says God opens Lydia's heart, and then she and her household get baptized into the water in the name of Jesus, sins washed away, a new day. And so the church has continued this practice of baptism in rivers and oceans, in basins and pools, a physical act, normally marking a beginning, believing in the God who makes all things new, believing in Jesus who went down into death and then was raised to eternal life. And in baptism, we see individuals sharing their stories, publicly declaring that Jesus is their Savior and Lord, publicly declaring, "I'm going to be a disciple of Jesus." They humble themselves, they get wet, they surrender, trusting that those who are baptizing them will lift them up. But it's not just about that one person making a decision. Baptism recognizes that God is with us, water and Spirit. In this act, God says, "You are my beloved. I forgive you. I'm washing you clean. I am renewing this world. I'm renewing you." And surrounding that person getting baptized is us, the church. This community of disciples here to celebrate and journey together. We remember our commitments to Jesus too. And so we come and we lay hands on the person getting baptized. We pray for them to receive the gift of the Spirit of God. We pray that God's Spirit would continue to transform, equip, guide them, make all things new. There's been death this year in our church and in our world. But as Christians, we believe death is not where it all ends. We hope in the resurrection, of being lifted up with Jesus into eternal life. That life, that eternal life starts now. And so we look for what God is doing. We look for new life. Today, we have the honor of hearing two women's stories of how God is at work in their lives. Susan, one of our elders, a woman of compassion, a woman of prayer, a woman who faithfully commits and serves, I feel like, every week in some capacity in our church community. A woman who's taught me much about grace and strength and holding on to hope, even in hard times. And Sarah, a woman of creativity, writing some of the most beautiful prayers I've seen and sharing them, willing to volunteer and get involved, who can bake, who asks really good questions, who persists even when it is hard, who brings along Rocky to our gatherings, who likewise has taught me much about grace and strength and holding on to hope, even in hard times. You are both a blessing to our community, and I'm so excited to mark this moment with you and see you be baptized this morning.